During the late 80s, the 90s, and the early 2000s, Project Adventure published a quarterly magazine called Ziplines. In those magazines, our very own Jim Grout published articles called Metaphorically Speaking. Recently, I had the pleasure of inviting Jim to sit in front of a microphone and read some of these articles. I have also reached out to Project Adventure for permission, and in future episodes, some of the Project Adventure staff will be joining me and some others in commenting on some of the articles that Jim reads. This particular one I decided to leave without commentary. Sit back and enjoy Think Back by Jim Grout.
Leadership, as illustrated in this issue of Ziplines, takes on many forms and characteristics. But there is one attribute that the best leadership is never without. And a scene in the movie Saving Private Ryan graphically portrays this quality. Two American soldiers are at odds with one another after a difficult encounter with the enemy. One is literally ready to kill the other. Just at the most climactic moment, with tensions at their peak and a trigger ready to be pulled, Tom Hanks, Lieutenant Miller, their leader, deflects and redirects their anger and energy by saying three words, "I'm a teacher." Up until that point, his troops knew little about him and his background. In fact, they had established a money pool, a reward, so to speak, to be given to the soldier who could get Lieutenant Miller, Tom Hanks, to reveal any of his personal background. Miller walked a fine line between what was men needed to know about him and what was private, constantly using the power of his relationship as a tool in his leadership. While his deflection of anger was artful leadership, to say the least, it was what he offered them that was of significance. In just three simple words, he displayed the trademark of a true leader. He formed a relationship. As the saying goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Throughout the movie, Hanks is a case study in caring. In time and again, his caring defines how he chooses to form and reform the relationship. Realistically, his leadership is only human at best. He makes some good decisions and he makes some bad ones. Some of his bad ones have grave consequences. People die. Yet his leadership maintains itself because of the constant is that he relates with his troops. Let's look at another leader slightly less known than Tom Hanks, but one who has a bit of statute in his own right. Dave Mallory is the Director of Professional Development for the National Association of Independent Schools. For the past 36 years, he has led the Westtown Seminar on Teaching. This is a 7-day gathering of approximately 100 educators held at the Westtown School in Pennsylvania. Project Adventure has led the first day of this seminar for about as long as it has been around. 36 years later is a lot of years to maintain anything, but the magic of this gathering is quite simple. David relates with people. By the time participants arrive, they have had many personal contacts with him, letters, phone calls, and face-to-face conversations. These relationships then set the stage for a seminar where participants connect and relate with one another, and focus not so much upon content, of which there is much, but upon who they are and what they do and why they do it. I once asked Dave how much time he spent connecting with folks. He said it was about 50% of his day. I then asked how he could possibly find the time to do that. He responded simply that it was the most important part of his day. For Dave, this most important part of his day is filled with the simplest of gestures, a note, a phone call, or a visit, that have one thing in common. The recipients all feel personally recognized for who they are. As this column usually features an activity connected to the theme, in this case, leadership, I've been thinking about activities that strike me as filled with the opportunities to experience, analyze, and discuss the finer points of leadership. But you know, there isn't one. There are hundreds. In fact, probably every activity you could ever think of doing is filled with leadership opportunities. So let's do an exercise together that will allow you to examine leadership as it relates to all that you do. This is a question that David Mallory asked at the beginning of each seminar during the first evening gathering. This works best with a partner, but if you're home alone, talk to yourself, but not too loud. Okay, here we go. Think back to your days as a young person, a student in school, kindergarten through college. Now try to think of a situation with a particular person, a teacher, a coach, a band leader, etc., that was extremely positive. It might have been a discussion that you had, an act this person did for you, or simply a comment he or she made. But to this day, 5, 10, 20 years later, remains in your mind as a very important and positive memory. Take a moment to carefully recreate what took place. Describe it to yourself or a partner in great detail. Then think for a moment about how that situation made you feel. Try to condense those feelings into single words. If we could share our thoughts with each other right now, no doubt we'd hear words like made me feel respected, valued, important, significant, loved, smart, cared for, and happy. Powerful words evoked by a powerful memory. And while these words are good words in and of themselves, more importantly, they are words that describe a time when a connection, a relationship was made between you and someone in a leadership role. Perhaps as adventure leaders, we don't need to spend time looking for the perfect activity about leadership, but simply to create for others, through our own leadership, those powerful moments to be remembered years later. To better understand the power of a relationship as it relates to leadership, one need only think back one more time, but now to a situation that is quite the opposite of the previous one. Recall for a moment that situation when someone in a leadership role, teacher, coach, band leader, etc., brought out the worst in you via a comment, an action, or a discussion. Remember how you felt. Don't worry, we won't even go there. Good leadership, rich in relating, can bring you to places you've never thought you could go. Poor leadership can, as they say in the movie, create a situation fouled up beyond all recognition, or FUBAR. An adventure activity that illustrates this point well is Return to the Earth. If you've ever led this successfully, you know that in a matter of minutes, you can get your group all lying on the ground with their noses stuck in the dirt, taking deep breaths and wondering how they got there. They got there because you and they related well, and your leadership made it feel safe to go wherever you wanted them to. Since this article has a bit of a military backdrop, let's start with a quote from a military guy. It doesn't do any good to study all the books on leadership if you haven't studied yourself and know who you are and what your relationship is to other people. And that was by Jack Galvin, Dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University, a retired four-star general who serves as the commander of NATO forces in Europe.
Thanks once again to Jim for this wonderful article. If some of the activities are familiar to you, then you may have attended a workshop led by Jim called When in Doubt, Give Them Your Heart. He will be bringing that workshop back at the High Five Symposium April 13th. There is still time to register. You can check the description for all the details on that. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to Vertical Playcast.
And then what about thanks for listening to High Fives Podcast?
Can you do it?
Okay, try.
Thanks for giving Arthur a Papa Guy.